and Kathy Dawes again, along with Glenn Bronco. And, of course, he's Kansas Farm Bureau board member from Pottawatomie County and also the KFB Director of Communications and Marketing, Megan Kramer. And I know we're going to look at the state level now a bit more. I know you briefly mentioned some of those issues, Glenn, but maybe going back over some of those. And I know some talk about taxes, and I'll let you kind of elaborate if you would.
Sure. We're always watching carefully when tax debates are going on within in the state, mainly because we're always mindful of the tax advantages that we have, or some of the tools we have in our tax to manage our taxes, and we want to make sure that we keep those, especially in the economy we're in now. It's really important that we can make some planning, and we can plan our year out and have some assurance that what we plan on in taxes are there, because you have to remember the money that comes through us ends up on Main Street in our towns, and so if we can know how to plan things, that's really important.
And somewhat related to when we're on the subject of taxes too, maybe we do need to go ahead and bring in public education and some of the concerns at the state level. And Megan, I don't know if you want to address that too, but of course, it's sort of a chain reaction type of thing, but property tax concerns with the need to fund education and where the KFB stands on that.
Yeah, so, any talk about how are we going to fund things, I think agriculture is something that's always on the table, and we're always working to make sure they understand what the reality is for a farmer's life and how they make decisions and how property taxes can affect them, and that they aren't making tons of money on this land, even though maybe it's by Manhattan and it's worth a lot of money. It doesn't mean that it's making that much money. So we're closely watching what the discussions are happening about how to pay for K-12 education, especially with the Supreme Court decision. And we think it should be paid with state general funds, but there's no doubt that they'll probably look at agriculture as a way to pay for it. And so we'll continue to talk about it and let them know that that's not a feasible way to do that.
Back to water, and I know earlier Megan had mentioned how it's interesting different parts of the state, there are different water issues, but Glenn, right here in our area, and some of your concerns as a board member.
Well, one of the things, there's been talk of funding the state water plan, and we sure want to make sure that the money that's promised to be in it from the general funds in there. But there's also been some talk about severance tax on the water. And again, this is not the right time to be adding taxes onto our ag producers. We just want to make sure that any tax increases, anything tax related, is well thought out. And it's fair and equitable across the board for everyone. We want to make sure that we fund what needs to be funded, but we want to make sure that it's not on the backs of our farmers.
Very good. Any other state issues or things you want to clarify or talk more about there, Megan? Or
no, I think those are the issues that we know of right now that we're watching. And then on the national level, it's really trade and then taxes. So, those are in the Farm Bill. Those are already in gear, and we're closely watching those too.
We've indirectly kind of done this when we talk about year-end thoughts. It's hard to believe the year is almost the ending here. But as we went over some of the changes you've been through this year, and I know I've had many opportunities to talk to Glenn this last year, and it's been kind of a roller coaster almost. I know I've talked to some you when their times were really low, and I'm sensing some optimism, which is a nice way to end the year.
Well, I think we always end the year with optimism. I my joke is that December is one of my favorite times of the year. They ask me if it's Christmas. No, it's the time I meet with my banker, and he tells me whether I can stay in business another year. But we're always optimistic as we come to the end of the year. But, yeah, this has been a tough year. We've had some tough weather. The markets certainly are tough. But as I said, you're the eternal optimist when you're an ag producer.
And Megan, just some of your thoughts. I mean, obviously your convention's one of the highlights of the year, I would guess, for you, but mm-hmm. Anything else you're wanting to add that way?
No, I think it's been a great year. The annual meeting, I think, is a really great way to end it because we get all of the members there, and it's kind of rejuvenating for us to see everybody there talking in the halls, laughing, getting together. So I think it's a great way to end it, and we look forward to a really productive 2018 too, where we will start off celebrating our 100th anniversary. We'll really kick it off at the annual meeting then in December and then celebrate through for another year. So we've got some big plans that we're working on. I think it's going to be a great year and a great another great annual meeting in December.
Well, anything else either one of you is wanting to add before we wrap up?
Well, I do want to hijack this a little bit, Kathy. I was driving, doing my pre-dawn check of the fences this morning, and I heard your announcement. Personally, I'm a little sad, but I am very, very glad that I'm happy for you.
Retiring, just in case people are just tuning in and didn't hear that announcement.
I don't know if I can bring myself to say that, but, you know, we've worked together quite a few years from when I was in extension to now when I'm on the Farm Bureau Board, and you're such an asset to the community, and I know you're going to continue to do that, and I just can't tell you how much I appreciate it. I knew I could come on the air with you, and you'd be professional, and I didn't have to worry about I could do an interview with you and never worry about how it was going to sound over the air. In fact, you made me sound good, and that's pretty hard to do. And I really appreciate it. You've become a good friend, and I look forward. I know you're going to do wonderful things. You and Ken are going to do wonderful things out on the Hope Ranch, and that makes it a little bit easier, but I've always enjoyed coming in here, and when you call, I always make sure I have time to come in and be on the air.
And you've always been very available, too, and I do appreciate that more than I can say. But and Megan, you also. So.
Well, congratulations. I know it's an exciting time, but like Glenn said, I think we're going to miss you, but congratulations.
Thank you both. Well, again, we'll go to a break before he gets me all teary-eyed here, but it's 9:41.
Oh, and you think you guys are going to miss her.
Well, I tell you what, it's going to really mess my morning routine up because I've gotten to where I listen to the two of you every morning.
It's 9:41. Let's go to that break. Manhattan Building Official Brad Clausen, Senior Plans Examiner Ryan Cartwright with us next.
KMAN Morning News is presented by Strecker Nelson West Gallery. Visit snwgallery.com.